about 12:30 when I found myself on the floor of a dirty loft in Deep Ellum. My head was pounding. I was surrounded by bad art. My pants were gone. So I got up and walked around the loft to see if I could find some other people, but I absolutely could not. The place was all to myself. But I was hungry. And I had a headache. So I looked for my pants. I searched high and low, and I couldn't find my pants. I couldn't even remember what pants I was wearing. I don't know if they're khakis, if they're dungarees. I don't know what was going on with my pants. But I did find a skirt. So I put it on. It was a mini skirt. Not too slutty. Didn't show too much leg, but just enough to keep you interested, you know. Left with little choice, I found my way out, stepped off onto the street. Got a couple of weird looks because, you know, dude in a skirt, full beard, raises a couple of questions. Tried walking towards this group of what looked to be nuns. Turns out they were just part of a pub crawl. A weird pub crawl that I don't want anything to do with. They bought me a bunch of beer. Like that was gonna solve my problems of, you know, being pantless in public. Proceeded to get drunk once again. One of the nuns slipped me a roofie. Next thing I know, naked. I'm under 75, and I'm hanging out with some homeless folk. They keep calling me Bobby, it's not my name. But I go with it, because I don't know what the hell's going on. And I notice one of them's wearing my Pixies t-shirt. I say, dude, it's my Pixies shirt. He's like, yeah, you gave it to me, Bobby. What of it? Police finally picked me up. It's another dog dick afternoon. Just another dog dick afternoon. So of course it gets better from there. Because then I'm in Loose Derrick, wearing the orange jumpsuit because I don't have any clothes. And I'm getting all these dirty looks from these drunks. I'm still all groggy from the roofie. I don't know what's going on. And some guy reaches over and tries to hold my hand and call me his girlfriend. I say, dude! My wife figured